Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. We're looking forward to training camp. We're all looking forward to the Eagles season. Training camp starts Wednesday of next week. They report Thursday. I think that's the day they hit the practice fields. Friday, John and I next week will be broadcasting from the NovaCare complex where the Eagles will be working out. We'll be down there for the next couple of weeks for many shows. So it should be a great time, and obviously we all have very high hopes for what should be a big-time Eagles season. But you never know. But it certainly looks pretty good with the roster that they have constructed. And for more on all of it, let's go out on the Swartz-Cullerton guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Swartz-Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE. And, of course, he joins us every week during the football season and kind enough to give us a few minutes here to kind of kickoff training camp coming soon. Mr. Sheil Kapadia, what's up, Sheil?
Joe, you mentioned that high hopes for this season, and I was thinking about this earlier today, that I think this should be the most hyped training camp, or certainly the training camp with the most expectation since the TO year.
I agree.
That's how I see the team, the state of the conference. I think expectations should be very high without any hedging right now,
That's great, to be quite honest. All right, so Sheil, a lot to unpack with all of it. Let's just start with one overriding or overall question. Your thoughts on what Howie Roseman did sounds very positive in putting this team together and the moves they made this offseason. Just kind of as a whole, your thoughts are what?
I thought he did a great job. I mean, you look at it and you look at the teams that succeed in the NFL, and the most important thing right now is, can you pass the football efficiently? Can you be explosive? Can you convert on third downs? All those different things. And when I was just looking at this roster recently, I believe that Carson Wentz may be in the best position to succeed of any quarterback in the NFL. When you look at coaching, offensive line, and the weapons around him. You can make the argument for Patrick Mahomes. There might be a couple other guys in there, but he's certainly in the top five. And again, I think that's the most important thing you can do. And so I think the moves Howie Roseman made this offseason to improve offensive line depth, to add DeSean Jackson, and to just kind of bolster this passing game, that's the most important thing to me right now.
Wow. So helping him immensely is going to be the run game. I was sort of surprised to see Deuce Staley speak out, you know, publicly about how excited he is about the running back group. Yeah, I know we've added critical players in Miles Sanders. Geez, Jordan Howard is going to be really good. But what about the other guys, Sheil? I mean, they've been talking so much about Boston Scott. They've been, I think Josh Adams has a chance to make the team, you know, more on special teams, that sort of thing. But he could make a big jump as well. Corey Clement, we don't know where he is with the knee. Are there surprises in store in the running back room? Are we underestimating the group that's not named Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders?
I don't think we're underestimating it. I think if you look at the offense and kind of the group to watch during training camp, I think it is that running back group, because finally the pads will be put on, and you know all the running backs will usually look good in the springtime when no one can touch them. So you'll see some of that. And really, if you want to even get more specific, I think Miles Sanders is one of, you know, the top three or four guys to watch during training camp. He didn't do anything during the spring. I think they drafted him with the thought that this guy can be our leading ball carrier, can lead the team in rushing yards, snaps, all those different things. As a rookie, I think they see that as his potential, but, you know, we've got to see something from him in training camp and in the preseason. So I don't think it's a great group. I think if you want to look at weaknesses on the roster, you know, running back is certainly one with the most questions. But at the same time, I don't think this needs to be a top five rushing team in the NFL. I think you certainly have to be a lot better than last year. And I think situationally is most important. If you look at the numbers, their run game in the red zone was horrific last year. Short yardage, they were terrible last year. So I think if you can shore up a couple of those things, and I think Jordan Howard will help there, I think it's going to make a big difference with the offense.
All right, Shield, coming off a couple of years now of Carson's injuries, year four for him as an NFL quarterback. Do you expect him stylistically to make changes to try to protect himself, or do you think what we've seen is what he'll be as far as taking chances with his body?
Maybe subtle changes. I don't think they're coaching that out of him. I don't know that they want to coach that completely out of him. To be quite honest, you want to be safe. You don't want to put your body at risk. But I'll be honest, that MVP season, that whole season, I don't remember anybody having conversations about this guy being reckless with his body. I could be wrong. Maybe it was a storyline. I certainly was not thinking that way. Now, I know the play, he got injured, and some people will point to that. But, the fact of the matter is he wasn't as mobile last year. He didn't trust the knee as much. And I think that hurt the offense, whether it was not being able to make those plays outside of the structure of the offense where he improvises, whether it was scrambling and picking up third downs and then getting out of bounds, those types of things. I think those are important. And I think if you look at a lot of the quarterbacks in the NFL, I don't think you see a lot of them running less right now, because the rules are such is that, that you're not going to get hit as much and you can take some more chances. I mean, if you look at a lot of the best quarterbacks in the league, they are guys who can make plays with their legs. I think he fits in that category. So, to be honest, I don't think you're going to see like a huge change with him in terms of the way he plays and the style he plays.
After the OTAs and minicamps, a lot of people were talking about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Who are other wide receivers that you expect to make an impact in the preseason and open some eyes?
I mean, I think it's the main guys. That's one position that's pretty much set. I mean, a name I want to – there's just so much mystery around is Mac Hollins. I remember talking to you guys about him 2 years ago, and I think we all kind of liked his potential. And now since then, he had this sort of the mysterious injury. Did the team handle it right? Why is it taking him so long? And he showed some improvements for the first time during the spring, and we'll see if he's out there from the get-go. But other than that, I think you know what you have. I mean, you're going to have Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson on the outside. You're going to have Nelson Agholor in the slot. And then you're going to have J.J. Arcega-Whiteside rotating in, or four wide receiver sets, or giving you depth, or in the red zone, all those different types of things. But I think you kind of hit the nail on the head with him. I think Arcega-Whiteside is a guy who's going to generate a lot of buzz this summer and in the preseason. From what I understand, he was working out down in Houston with Alshon Jeffrey for a couple of weeks. Obviously, those guys are similar stylistically, and I think he's going to be a really fun receiver for fans to watch in the next few weeks here.
I was hoping you'd mention Charles Johnson or Braxton Miller or Greg Ward. Do you think those guys, any of those guys have a chance to make it?
I mean, they just have such a tough shot. If Mac Hollins is your fifth wide receiver, I don't know that you're keeping a sixth, so maybe they're all battling for one roster spot. Maybe a guy gets injured and it changes the math there a little bit, but I really don't see them as players who are going to make that much of an impact, certainly when the season starts.
What's going on with Malcolm Jenkins?
Well, he showed up at the end there, obviously, at minicamp at his locker. I will stick with what I think I told you guys months ago. I think a restructured deal will get done to satisfy both sides. I don't know if it'll be right before training camp. I don't know if it'll be the first week of training camp, right before the season. I don't have a timeline, but that just seems to me, hearing from Malcolm talk at his locker, I remember the one day during mini camp, it seemed obvious that there had been communication. And I think if he didn't feel like there was some resolution that was going to be reached, I don't think he probably would have showed up there at mini camp. So, to be quite honest, I think when week one rolls around, this is going to be a non-issue. I just don't know exactly when and how exactly it will get resolved.
Some extended minutes here with Shield Kapadia, kind enough to join us. Just a machine of covering football. We love it. All right, Shield, the defense. In your opinion, is the personnel defensively good enough?
My biggest concern on the team right now is that I don't think they have enough pass rush, specifically on the edges there. And I think Derek Barnett becomes one of the, three most important players maybe on this team going into the season. I liked what I saw from him when he was healthy. He obviously had the season-ending injury last year. He has got to make that big leap this year. They're really counting on that. And if he can, then you give me him, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Malik Jackson on third down. All right, now you can live with that. But, man, they are one edge injury away from, you know, maybe having like a mediocre defensive line. And we know that Jim Schwartz is not going to blitz a lot. We know that they count on that pass rush to really help the secondary. So I don't like the depth there. I'm keeping an eye on it. Will a player, a young player like Josh Sweat or Sharif Miller, will one of these guys emerge during training camp? Will they look at it a few weeks in or after a preseason game or two and say, we're not good enough there, let's pull the trigger on a move? Yeah. I think all those different things are in play right now.
Who is the fourth defensive end right now? Would you say it's Sweat?
I would probably say it's Sweat, yeah. I mean, I know they're talking up Joe Osman quite a bit, but, you know, I got to see it before I believe it with him. I think with Sharif Miller, you know, you would certainly think that Sweat has a leg up on him, given that he's been with the program and on the team for a year. I would say it's Sweat behind the starters, and then Vinnie Curry as your third guy.
Why did Rodney McLeod take a pay cut?
Well, I think it tells you certainly about kind of coming off that injury and that, you know, he certainly could. I was a little bit surprised, to be honest. I thought maybe you just say no, see what else is out there. But, you know, that the agent makes those calls before you agree to take the pay cut. So I think that's a fair question, and I think it's fair to wonder what he will look like physically after that injury. I was surprised they brought him back, to be honest. I thought maybe you just move Avante Maddox there at free safety. He's going to be a less expensive option with Malcolm Jenkins, and you have other options to play the slot. But, you know, obviously McLeod didn't like his options elsewhere. If he hit the open market, decided to come back and then maybe prove himself a little bit and see what the market might look for him if he can turn in a good, healthy year.
By the end of the season, who are the two best cornerbacks on the Eagles?
Ooh, great question. All right, let me think. The two best quarterbacks on the Eagles at the end of the season, I'm going to say Avante Maddox as one of them. Wow. Oh, man, the second one is really tough. You know, I was just reading someone today writing that Ronald Darby is like one of the most talented corners in the NFL, and I don't know if I'm watching different games from everybody else, but this guy, I don't know. He consistently gives up touchdowns, explosive plays, third down conversions. Like, So I'm not going to give you Ronald Darby. Jalen Mills is a question mark coming off the injury. Sidney Jones has a lot to prove. I'll go off the board a little bit. How about Rasul Douglas, we're saying?
Wow.
How about maybe they have injuries here and there? Maybe he just proves himself. I know they loved what he did in the spring. He looks different physically.
Yeah.
You know, he just seems to continually be discounted. But, man, I don't know. I felt like at the end of that year you could count on that guy, you know, to be out there, and he had made a lot of improvements. So, yeah, I'll go kind of unorthodox.
What a drastic, interesting.
What a drastic 180 with Rasul Douglas. Last year he couldn't buy time on the field, and now this, you know, offseason, everyone's raving about the performance. Sidney Jones, another guy. Listen, I think Sidney Jones has a chance to actually become the Sidney Jones of old. I hope. Fingers crossed. But if there's any one position that we end up unloading to get that extra defensive end, you think it's a cornerback or you think it's wide receiver?
I think it is cornerback, and I think there's a very good chance of that, by the way, with the guy right up the New Jersey Turnpike and the New York Jets. The Jets need cornerback help in a big way. Joe Douglas knows these guys inside and out. I mean, that just makes too much sense to me. Now, I am curious to see who would that cornerback be. I mean, if Sidney Jones shows he's healthy, do you say, hey, you know, we like our guys behind him? Do you say, no, he has too much potential, let's trade one of these other guys? Maybe it is a Rasul Douglas. Maybe I look really stupid and Douglas is on the Jets in week one. I think that's a real possibility, though, that if they don't suffer big injuries at corner in the preseason, that they could trade one of those guys to the Jets.
Love talking football with Shiel. He's going to be with us all through the year. All right, Shiel, it sounded like early on here in this discussion, you referenced competition for the Eagles, and it sounded like you were indicating you think it's kind of weak. Were you referencing just the NFC East or the entire NFC with that?
I would say mostly the division. I think if you look at the conference, though, I will put their talent up there with anyone, but I actually think there's pretty good depth if you look at the conference, and there could be some surprise teams. But I think in the division, it's obviously them and the Cowboys, And then I think Washington and the Giants, I mean, I don't see a ceiling with either of those teams that they're even competing for a playoff spot.
Shield, it's a reasonable thing, not just because Wentz has said Eagles has had injury history, but the Eagles, if you study the last 25, 30 years, like 50% of the time, roughly, they go to the backup quarterback, and not for just a game or two. I mean, Eagles history is littered with it. If they have to go to Sudfeld, what is Nate Sudfeld?
It's a great question, and, you know, I was doing an exercise when I was comparing this roster to the Super Bowl roster. Because I was wondering, am I hyping them up too much? And it was actually a useful exercise. You know, I think the Super Bowl roster was better than this one in a number of different areas. But, man, the most glaring one is what happens when the starting quarterback goes down. And Sudfeld, to me, is a complete unknown. You know, he's another player to watch. I don't have a strong opinion of him, to be quite honest. I know that the coaching staff loves him. I know one thing about him is that teammates really take to this guy. He's somebody you see in the locker room. He'll be talking to the corners, the defensive linemen. Like, he might be the most popular guy there in terms of just being friendly with everybody. So I think he's got all the intangibles, but just from if he has to play four games from you, can you stay afloat? I have no idea. I'm not going to go overboard and say, yeah, he'll be fine. So, you know, ask me a month from now, and maybe I'll have a stronger opinion of him once we see him get more reps.
Hey, Shield, congratulations, by the way. For those that don't know, Shield's role with The Athletic recently elevated, not just covering the Eagles, but the entire NFL. It's exceptionally well-deserved. We've seen various reporters at various networks through the years, or newspapers through the years, elevated to a national role, which you will have, Shield, and you're going to just do fantastic. So I want to certainly say congratulations to you.
Appreciate that, guys. Good talking to you, as always.
Shield, you're the man. Shield. Thanks, pal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.